In 1998, a dear friend, Boston music impresario Freddie Taylor, handed me a cassette and said, "You have to play this. You just have to." I was hosting a morning music and interview show at WBOS here in Boston. I listened to the cassette, had the same urgent reaction Fred did, popped it in the next morning, and all heck broke loose.
You remember me when the west wind among the fields of barley. You can tell the sun in his jealous sky when we walked in fields of gold.
So listeners pulled off the road. People called in begging to know, who is that? Well, it was the late Eva Cassidy, who died in 1996 from skin cancer at the age of 33, little known outside her devoted fan base in Washington, D.C. Soon, I got a call from Bill Straw, who'd been doggedly trying to launch Eva's career posthumously through his small Blix Records label. He said, "What did you do?" By the end of that day, Eva's records had sold out. And since, she's posthumously sold more than 10 million records. New fans include Paul McCartney, Sting, Adele, and the late Christine McVie of Fleetwood Mac, who wrote the song that Eva Cassidy made her own.
And the songbirds keep singing like this. Know the score.
Well, now Eva Cassidy's songbird has new wings. And there is a new album, I Can Only Be Me, in which Eva's vocals are backed by the London Symphony Orchestra. Composer Christopher Willis created the musical arrangements. It's being released digitally today, and Christopher Willis joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
That was just beautiful to hear. I can't wait to talk about it. But also joining us is Bill Straw of Blix Street Records. Bill, how nice to speak with you again.
Hello again, Robin.
Oh, boy. You were introduced to Eva Cassidy's music by her friend Grace Griffith, a musician on your Blix Records label. What did you think when you first heard Eva Cassidy?
Well, about a second and a half in, I knew it was extraordinary. By the time I heard the whole album, I said, this is one of the best singers ever.
Right. She sang with the great Chuck Brown, the go-go musician in Washington, D.C. People there surely aware of her, but she left this catalog. I mean, you just keep coming out with records. But now let's bring back Christopher Willis. Christopher, we should say that it was DJs in Britain who first played some of these recordings she made in Washington, D.C., and she began to soar there. When did you become aware of her?
I became aware of her gradually. I gradually realized that there was this huge fan base in the U.K., this great love for her. And of course, there are movie spots now, so you'd hear her turning up in movies, and she's doing incredibly special things musically.
Yeah.
You can listen to her over and over again.
Well, let's listen to one of the pieces. This is her cover of I Can Only Be Me from Stevie Wonder.
Flowers cannot bloom until it is their season, as we not be here unless it was our destiny. But how many times have you wished to be in spaces, time, places than what you were? Yet who
Christopher, Oof, I mean, it just gets you. And you also had to technically engineer this to strip her vocals from many of those recordings she made.
That's right. So a good number of Eva's original performances were recorded on multi-track tape. So we do at least have a feed from her microphone. But that's not good enough most of the time. You can hear her guitar because it's right next to her. You can hear the drums because they're playing loudly. And it's only been very recently that we've had the technology to take something like that and to teach the computer what is Eva's voice and what is other stuff that we don't want. And it's very, very cutting-edge machine learning AI technology that is involved in isolating her voice and cleaning it out.
Let's listen to another, and just to get a sense of that, I want to hear Eva Cassidy's cover of Cyndi Lauper's Time After Time. Eva sang it at a gig at the Maryland Inn in Annapolis, just her and her guitar. Let's remember.
If you're lost, you can look, and you will find me time after time. If you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting.
There's the London Symphony Orchestra backing those vocals.
If you fall, I will catch you. I will be waiting time after time, time after time.
Bill Straw, I know this is hitting my heart. How is it hitting you?
Well, I guess it's a simple matter of vibration. When that vibration is in tune with your essence, you fall to pieces.
Yeah. And, Christopher, I hope you don't mind. I just want to ask Bill, you know, you bid on the rights for Eva Cassidy's work after her death in 1996. At that time, no one was interested. This was crushing for her family, her bass player, producer, sometimes boyfriend, Chris Biondo. I mean, everyone thought, this is it, it's over. What's it like for you a couple decades on to hear how Christopher Willis has given this new life?
I personally always wanted Eva to have the benefit of playing with the best in the world, like many of the people she's compared to over time. And so this was a way to make it more timeless. And the only way to do that really was to go back to the vocal and then build a new context where the voice is kind of suspended, not only in space, but in time.
That's exactly how it feels. Christopher Willis, I'm sure you are aware of your huge responsibility here.
Yeah, that's right. But in some cases, it actually feels less satisfying if you're less brave. You know, if you try and leave everything in about the original and just add more, then it really just feels like you're painting over it, gilding the lily. Whereas if you take a step back and say, well, what if she had done an album with the London Symphony Orchestra? She deserves this. Her voice deserves this. What would it have been like? It wouldn't still have had the guitar in. So the first ones that I was happy with were the jazzier ones, where I could be very much inspired by someone like Ella Fitzgerald. You know, you can hear Ella doing a song with three people, and then you can hear her doing exactly the same song, with 60 people, with a big orchestra. And to go to some of Eva's jazz standards, which are not her most famous songs, which possibly also helped me, so I was less in the glare of, you know, the weight of responsibility. Take those and say, well, here she is, she's playing with three people. Let's do the Ella Fitzgerald orchestral version, and let's just see what happens.
You've changed. That sparkle in your eye is gone. Your smile is just a careless yawn. It's all over now. You've changed.
That's the late Eva Cassidy, as has happened for years, getting new life on the new album, I Can Only Be Me. It drops digitally today. Composer Christopher Willis arranged the music. Bill Straw of Blick Street Records, the devoted longtime backer of Eva Cassidy's music, worked with him. I just want to thank you both. What a gift.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
It's a gift to the world, yeah, from Eva.
Tall trees in Georgia, they grow so high, they shade me so. The sweetest love I ever had, I left aside.